How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of The Connection. I'm one of your hosts, Ann Baldwin, President and CEO of Baldwin Media, along with our co-host today, Beth Connor. And Beth has a new title, so I'll let her debut that.
So I'm the Chief Administrative Officer at The Connection.
Well, congratulations on that. And Lisa DeMattis-Lepore is missed, but she is with her mother, visiting her mother down in Florida. So we hope all is going well with Lisa. We miss her, but you got this. We got this.
Yes.
We do.
It's good.
So we're so excited today to have Cassie Volsey on the program. She's the administrative director of Hangtime. And I'm going to let you, Cassie, first of all, thank you for being on the show.
Of course.
Oh, absolutely. Explain a little bit about what Hangtime is. What an interesting name for an organization.
Yes, it is. And so it's also an interesting, it's been an interesting experience. Hangtime has become more than just an organization. It's become a family. It was founded by Charlie Grady a number of years ago. We are actually celebrating our fifth-year anniversary this month.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So excited for that. And so this started out as an effort to see how we can better support not only the community, but specifically men coming home from incarceration. And so what started out as kind of a brainstorming effort has now evolved into Hangtime, where we have a very diverse group of people, law enforcement, social service providers, formerly incarcerated individuals, trying to just support each other and give them a voice that they probably have not had before. We do a number of things in assisting these individuals in regards to housing and employment and just providing a network of support. And we realized that, you know, in transition to coming home, that individuals face a lot of barriers, and the transition can be difficult. So any way that we can provide that support for them is our mission.
That's great. And where is your office?
So we have a number. We actually have evolved or expanded, rather, in the past maybe year and a half to a number of cities. We are now in New Haven, Waterbury, Bridgeport, and Hartford. Our main office or hub is in Bridgeport. That's okay. Where it all started a number of years ago, and we're just happy to be kind of expanding and stretching out our wings a little bit in the state.
And do these folks come to you, or do you go to them for these groups and meetings and such?
So they come to us. They come to us, and we meet them where they are. So they'll come to us. We have men and women now that come to us anywhere from maybe 2 weeks being home to a year being home. And so we're able to kind of meet them where they are and assess what they need at that time and support them in any way we can from there.
So I know working at The Connection, we have a number of halfway houses with formerly incarcerated folks. And I know that the work that goes into trying to get them ready for their next step in life.
Right.
Could you talk a little bit about what you've done at Hangtime and what kind of programs you've created to help people move from where they are to, you know, points forward?
Right, of course. And so you mentioned halfway houses. I want to say we are so fortunate enough to have been fostering relationships with different halfway houses among our respective cities. And so, and because of that building of relationships, we are able to have a steady flow of men every week or every month to these sessions, and we're able to directly connect them with resources at our sessions. Now, the way in which we've been able to do so is we're not a fan of meeting with folks and kind of throwing numbers or information in their faces and saying, hey, go make this call next week and we'll check in later. No, if we see that there's a need for something specific, what we like to do is connect them to that resource in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's having employers at sessions that are willing to hire, or whether it's something as different as maybe someone who is trying to establish their credit and is kind of trying to just learn and establish that kind of thing. So we like to connect people in real time to resources.
So let me ask you this, because it sounds like what you do is that you have sessions, right? Two-hour sessions where you get this group together, including these individuals who've been incarcerated. So what does a session look like?
So a session typically looks like an evening at maybe a relative's house. And I say that because we've created such a family environment where people have really, really gotten close and shared with each other and really have built close bonds. So a two-hour session looks like, you know, folks coming in and catching up, and we finally sit down and we engage in group discussion where we're on, one of our goals is definitely to educate and enlighten people and expose them to different things they haven't been exposed to. One of our goals is to have someone leaving with something that they learned that they didn't know before. And so we engage in this group discussion on a variety of different topics, global topics, politics, law, anything. And people are able to kind of get a different insight from each other. And so also what happens during these sessions is people are connecting. You never know who you're sitting to in a session.
True.
You can be sitting next to a city official. You can be sitting next to a probation or parole officer. You can be sitting next to someone who came home a week ago, or a regular community member that's been in the community for years. You never know who you're sitting next to. So our sessions are really diverse. They never look the same from week to week or month to month. And I think that's one of the unique things about us. You're always learning and meeting somebody new.
So how long?
And also growing, right? There are a number of individuals who have been with us for since our existence and have grown so much, whether it's getting employment, reconnecting with their families, getting their education. And so it's really exciting to come every week and see someone grow and sharing that with each other.
Well, you know, it's interesting, too, and if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Cassie Volsey, and she's the administrative director of Hang Time. We should also mention that if you want more information on Hang Time, you can go to their website, which is Hang Time Real Talk, all one word, hangtimerealtalk.com, and all the information is there. But you know what's interesting? I'm sitting here thinking it's probably like, you know, the 12-step program that I attend on a pretty regular basis, in that you've got 5 years under your belt, and you know, despite how much time you've got sober, a lot of these folks go every day, still go every week, because there's just such this
camaraderie.
How do you say it?
Camaraderie.
Geez.
Yes.
This camaraderie, and you know, you've made it over the hump, perhaps, but you want to see the next person get over the hump, and the person after that, and the person after that. So you know, that's what also I think leads to the success of so many organizations, is you don't just jump in and what you need, you jump out, right? You hang in there and you help get it. Hang time. You hang in there, and you help other folks.
Right, and we've seen that so much throughout the 5 years, where folks have gotten over their hump and consistently come back in return. It's not a mandated program. It's not anything that you have to be at. People are, and I think that's one of the things that actually make people come back. They come back knowing that they're going to be in a positive environment. They're going to get information and gain access to resources and also be able to help somebody else. We find that folks returning home usually want to be a part of the community and want to help someone else, because maybe they feel like they have done, you know, damage to the community in the past. So this is their way of kind of giving back. And so they're able to do that when they connect with people and help individuals. You'd be so, the stories and the moments that we've had at Hang Time have been absolutely mind-blowing when it comes to that regard.
So I'm sure.
I'm super excited to be a part.
So, Cassie, I'm also reading here that it depends on the location as to whether you meet weekly. Sometimes you'll meet every other week, sometimes monthly. So I'm assuming if folks want to go to your website. Now, it doesn't have to be, if I heard you correctly, somebody coming out of incarceration that can attend these meetings. It can be anybody, really, right?
Yes, it could most definitely be anybody. We have majority of our folks are usually men and or men coming home, but we definitely have a diverse group. We have social service providers. We also have mental health clinicians because one of the things that we take seriously is mental health, and we understand that folks coming home can sometimes be diagnosed with PTSD or have some sort of PTSD. And may not know where to go or how to go about it. So that's really important to us. But, yes, our groups are very diverse.
It sounds like it. Do you have family members come as well?
Family members of individuals?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, of course. One of the things that we definitely take pride in is what we like to call our trifecta. So we are connected to Her Time and Champ. And so Her Time is the rib, so to speak, of Hen Time. Along the way, women got a little curious about men, maybe either their spouses, brothers, uncles, whoever,
right.
Coming home. And this program is not mandated, but you're going to the same place every week and you're, finding these resources. So Her Time was created about 3 years ago specifically for women. Understanding that women have different and specific needs. One of the unique things about Her Time is that we provide child care because we understand that mothers are a lot of the time.
Sure. It's a barrier.
For children, right?
Right.
And so we're also connected with CHAMP that mentors youth. And so we can have maybe a man in Hang Time attending a session, mom or a girlfriend or what have you at Her Time, while their child is, involved with the CHAMP mentoring program. And so we are definitely about the family and wraparound services.
Let me ask you this. So this sounds like a program that people can access once they get out of being incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a danger in that? Is there any way, do you want to start programs before they get out? Because once you're out, that's when the problem begins, right? Where do I go to work? Where am I going to live? What am I going to do? How soon do you want to get your hands on these people?
And so that's a great question. And so for us, we've in the past initiatives that go inside and let folks know that, hey, like, this is going to be waiting for you when you return home. And also we are connected to a number of programs and projects that are inside right now that are helping to get folks ready upon their return home. I definitely want to mention one of our supporters, our one of our biggest fans, a man by the name of Barry Diamond.
We know Barry.
His pride program is just been doing absolutely amazing, and
yes.
He's actually been in prisons across the state.
Yep.
Teaching individuals about business and things like that, and he's been doing amazing. So we've definitely in the past have done that, and we actually are hoping to reintroduce that again. And so we understand that it's very difficult as soon as they come home. There's a number of things that have changed depending on how long they've been incarcerated, and so
sure.
we like to get right on top of things as soon as they get home. Meet them where they are. What do you know? What don't you know? How can we connect you? What your needs are?
It's interesting. I was asked to speak at the Women's Correctional Center, York, and
yes.
I just remember the anxiety that I had, pulling up to the gate. It took some while to get me through the gate. It took some while for me to get clearance to go in. I was really, really nervous about it because, believe it or not, prior to that, I'd never been in jail. So I easily could have been, but I haven't been. So the reason I bring this up is because once I got there and they were nice enough to give me a tour of one of the areas of the facility. And then I sat in front of maybe 200, 300 women and kind of shared my story and just, you know, talked to them about life after recovery and blah, blah, blah. And as I looked out into that audience, you know, I saw a sister, I saw a mom, I saw daughters, every stereotype that I'd ever had about what I was going to see when I looked out there. Maybe I have just watched too much Orange is the New Black, but it was heart-wrenching because these are just real people that have gotten into a bad situation. You know, men and women, it happens, right? So if they have these programs, are you seeing it? If they access these programs, Cassie, is there hope for rehabilitation?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've seen it over and over and over again at Hangtime. We've had men and women both have attended Hangtime sessions, and since they've been with us have not recidivated, knock on wood. It's definitely possible. We've seen people turn their lives completely around. Mm-hmm. You'd be surprised. There are individuals who have come, men have come and sat next to each other and have shot at each other and were able to come at hang time and squash whatever beef or, you know, issue that they've had and done 180s over and over. So it's definitely possible. It's definitely possible. I think it's that consistent support, mm-hmm, and that encouragement and that positive environment and not making them feel like they're past,
right,
when they come into hang time.
It's not punitive, right? So there's helpful tools to succeed in your life, because when you're incarcerated, whether it's for 1 year or 20 years, the mm-hmm world changes around you.
Absolutely.
And your relationships change.
Yep.
I know we see that all the time. Folks talk about even technology changing rapidly.
Yes.
So there's a lot to learn. There's a big learning curve. And then it's just, how do I adjust to everything,
mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm,
when I come home?
So we're definitely able to, at sessions and even in and out of sessions, mm-hmm, we're definitely able to even sometimes educate if we understand. So in the past, we've provided something as maybe simple as computer skills courses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to us, that may not be a big deal, right? Because we've been, you know, here and learning constantly with and advancing with technology, right? But to someone who has not been home for maybe 10, 15 years, that's definitely a learning curve.
Sure.
And so we are able to provide these trainings and these courses and classes, and being patient with the folks that take advantage of the opportunity to do so.
You know, in most cases, you say, let's just say in the recovery process, you want to change people's places and things. But I would guess in this situation, you might not want to change people and places, because if you can get these, in this case, men to grasp hold of this program and have them go back to their neighborhood and back to where the gangs are in action and,
mm-hmm,
maybe really make a difference as somebody, they're like, you know, this guy was badass and now he's out there, and really giving people a little bit of a reality check and maybe hope for a way out.
And folks take heed to that. The men take heed to that. We've, mm-hmm, we've had men in that have come to hang time and go right back to their communities and say, hey, like, you know, this is what is out there. This isn't it. Like, this isn't just, you know, this world is not the only world that exists. And so people are able to, you know, reach their hand back and bring folks to hang time, and they see it. They see for themselves, like, hey, I can learn something new. I can do something with this information. And so it's always a beautiful thing to watch when that happens, and it's definitely possible.
Right.
Cassie, how many wonderful people work with you at Hang Time?
So we have a number of volunteers that assist us with at Hang Time, and so we have a wonderful staff in each city. We have a number of facilitators in every city, along with anywhere from volunteers in the community to interns at local universities, and they're just, I'm thankful because they believe in what we do and have been able to do more with us.
That's great. And they really act to facilitate these meetings.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading your bio here, Cassie, and it says here that you attended the University of Connecticut and you graduated from AmeriCorps' Apprenticeship Leadership Program, and you can tell.
I'm sorry?
You can tell. You've got leadership skills, I can tell.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So again, these meetings, I doubt any of our listeners are going to go on the website and look for one of these meetings. And I really think the point of this conversation from my vantage point is just educating that, you know, everybody thinks that, you're thrown in jail and, it's a lost cause. Mm-hmm. But the more of these folks that can be rehabilitated and become productive members of our society,
yep,
the less taxpayer dollars go to not only keep them incarcerated or have them, heading back to prison again because of recidivism. I can never say that word. Recidivism rate is very high if there isn't some kind of support and some kind of help. So we all benefit from that. I got to tell you, my attitude's been turned around since I've been doing the show when it comes to this kind of thing because, I've seen it. I've seen the Daryl McGraws.
Mm-hmm.
Who, do you know Daryl McGraw?
I do know.
Oh my gosh. I friended him on Facebook, and he is so inspiring, and he's so motivating, and he's doing such great work. He's been a guest on this program before, and that's someone who was formerly incarcerated.
Yep.
And the guy's always on an airplane, always speaking somewhere, always doing something, and there is hope, and there is future. And I believe that the public is becoming more tolerant and understanding, even mm-hmm. from an employer standpoint.
And just to speak on that a little bit, we make it a point to have, I'm a big believer that you can't talk about the who when the who's not in the room, right? And
right.
So a lot of volunteers or staff or et cetera, the folks that are involved with us are formerly incarcerated. I do want to point out some of our amazing staff. Aron Nazario, he is the CEO and founder of the Peace Center of Connecticut. I want to shout out our staff in Waterbury, Carlos and Feliciano, Roland Whitley, that's just to name a few. And so they've all been doing amazing work and have turned their lives completely around, and it's shown for the better. And so super excited to be working alongside these individuals and to get to know more about not only them, but the work that has been done and that we will continue to do.
Cassie, are you always looking for volunteers and people to help with this?
We've been fortunate enough to have folks that have donated clothing and toiletries, who have donated some of their funds to help us running, and so we're always looking for different ways to connect to folks
mm-hmm.
and connect our hang time participants to resources. So,
it's interesting you say that because my father, even though he's older, he dresses pretty nice, and he's lost some weight. So we just spent the weekend cleaning out a closet full of coats and shoes and jackets and really nice stuff. Half of it I bought him. So you just gave me a great thought. I think we're gonna bring it your way. How's that sound?
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We can definitely use it. We actually, it's November now.
Yep.
Getting cold, so things are changing, and
yep.
and we're stocking up a couple of different things, so I appreciate that.
So the website again is hangtimerealtalk.com, and that's all one word, .com. So we've got just about a minute left. Cassie, I'll give it to you. What is it you want our listeners to think about, to know about? Here you have celebrating 5 years. They say if you make it two, you're going to make it. So I think you made it.
No. I really just want to say, one, hang time, happy five. Can't wait to, begin celebrating that with our Hang Time family. Again, please visit the website, hangtimerealtalk.com. I heard one thing that at our last Hartford session from a woman who actually is at a halfway house now. She brought some of the guys. She said, God don't make no junk. And so it's very true. No matter where you are, especially our men and women coming home, no matter where you are, you're always able to start over. We're happy if we get to be a part of that process for you. So,
Cassie, we're so grateful for the work you're doing. Thank you so much for being on the show today. And it was very enlightening to learn more about what Hang Time's all about.
Absolutely. Again, hangtimerealtalk.com. And as I like to say, Cassie Volsey, continued success.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in on this Sunday to The Connection right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.